Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
But it is a shame.
But that's why I'm speaking the truth. You guys are out of control.
Stop.
You people are morally bankrupt and you're blaming others.
You're out of control, sweetheart. You're the one that's out of control. You're the one that thinks that you are better than the rest of us.
I am better than you guys are acting.
There is no way I'm ever going to be able to get married or have kids because, first of all, I don't leave the damn house unless I'm going to Harris Teeter or Target or Pilates. You know who's not at those places at the same time that I'm at those places? Men that are providers.
There's $1 million homes that somebody's living in, multi-million-dollar homes that people are living in, and some of them are single, and some of them are men that are looking for women. And I'm sorry, black women are hot right now.
She's gorgeous. I can't front. I would say she's a 10. And I don't like throwing out that 10, and I don't like gassing these hoes, but I can't front. She's a 10 out of 10, if I've ever seen one. This is one of the best-looking women I've ever seen, hands down.
Nobody is going to respect him. Everybody's walking around, like, yeah, you know he just...
So whether you want to say 9 or 10, she's in that realm.
Whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
But what my channel is about is breaking down how it doesn't matter. And she's still going to lose. And look, I wouldn't want to be with a woman who looks like this. It's too much of a hassle, too much of a headache. You constantly arguing with niggas. You constantly getting into fights with niggas. Niggas is always trying to hit on your woman. It get old and exhausting. It becomes more of a problem than it is a benefit to have a woman that looks like this. So I genuinely wouldn't want to be in a relationship with this woman.
Right.
A weekend fling, sure. But then again, at this point in my life, it depends on how she talking. I might not even take the weekend fling with her.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
Since she looks like this, I know she wants a millionaire. I know it. Like, women who are nines and tens feel entitled to a handsome, tall millionaire, and it just don't work that way. It just doesn't. And here's another thing to consider. The prettier they are, when they're young, the crazier they get when their looks fade and they get old. It's a longer, harder fall. You know what I mean? But yeah, women with huge egos make terrible relationship companions. So that's another reason why beautiful women are cursed in the dating market. Because she feel like it should be all about her. And being a good woman is about putting your family, husband, and kids before yourself. She can't do that. I'm sure she got tens of thousands of, you know, Instagram followers. Everybody been kissing her ass since she was a kid. Something would have to really humble her for her to maybe become a decent human being in a relationship, like with a man and a family and kids.
I don't leave the damn house unless I'm going to Harris Teeter or Target or Pilates. You know who's not at those places at the same time that I'm at those places? Men that are providers, men that are literally eligible suitors. With the variables in the equation right now, none of that is adding up to possible husband. What do I do, you guys? Like, I refuse to go on dating apps. I'm way too paranoid for that. I think it's unsafe. I think if you're a man on a dating app, you're already a cheater. I hate you.
See, she just told on herself right there.
She told on herself, but we didn't need her to tell on herself. We know she's swiping on top 0.1%ers on dating apps. So yes. The top 0.1%ers are almost guaranteed going to be cheaters. If a motherfucker is over 30 still on the dating app and he's so great, it's because... She gotta play it for life and that's no bullshit. So it's not even that all top tier men cheat. But yeah, by the time you're over 30 looking for a 0.1% man or top 5% man and he's still single, yeah, he's going to be the cheater kind. Because if he was the relationship kind, he would have been in a relationship already. It's not like he doesn't have options, right?
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Oh, she says she's looking for a provider. Listen to me. 90% of men on the planet, if not more, would work 4 jobs to provide her whatever lifestyle she wants. within reason. Maybe not a millionaire lifestyle, but you know what I mean. 90%+ of men would work 4 or 5 jobs, steal, rob, to provide this woman with whatever lifestyle within reason she would want. So come on, lady. Come the fuck on.
And you know what demons really hate is that when you laugh at them and you don't take them seriously and you just say, oh, it's just you. It's just you, goofy.
I can't meet someone through mutual friends. I have like my 2 close friends. They're international. At this point, do I just need to ask my parents to start matchmaking? Like, I want to get married in the next 5 to 10 years. 5 to 10 years.
It better be coincidence. That's a coinky dink.
Why does that not surprise me? It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
Do you think she want to be somewhere folding clothes, getting puked on by a baby, ever looking like this? This woman probably pictures her future with the husband and kids as she has maids and nannies to take care of the kids, and she's still living this fabulous life where she's going out to 5-star restaurants every night. You see what I'm saying? She doesn't want to get into the trenches of having a family and a husband to take care of.
You don't know that.
It's all downhill from here. She will never be satisfied with married life and the life of having kids. It will never compare to her heyday when she was essentially a celebrity. Like, I'm not trying to suck her sphincter or anything, but let's just be real. The regular family life will never be satisfactory to her after living this life of a young, beautiful celebrity. She's going to punish whatever man she marries because she's only going downhill and aging. And, you know, the celebrity life is going to fade out for her when her looks fade. And she's going to take it out on whatever man she ends up with, even if it is a millionaire, a tall, handsome millionaire.
I don't want to be that guy.
Like, how are we going to make it happen, babe? How are we going to make it happen? Even if I were to be engaged or have a man, like, you need to go to work every single day. Like, I don't want you in my space all the time. You also need to have your own bathroom.
You're a dumb bitch. You really are. Excuse my French, everybody, but we got to call a spade here. Excuse my French. But y'all know how we do over here on the MABW channel. Sometimes you just got to be disrespectful to some of these pops because that's crazy to me.
She's basically talking about a guy she's not going to respect. So she already has the expectation that the guy she marries is going to be a guy she doesn't respect. Just get out of my face. Go to work. I don't want to see you. I don't want you sharing my bathroom. So she's looking to marry a rich simp who's just going to kiss her ass and treat her like a princess. She basically just said that. That's the dumb bitchinese translation.
I just have a lot of requirements, and I just don't know if the requirements add up to a real person. What do I do? Do I have to find a man through social media? Do I need to shoot my shot?
This is sad.
So my emotions are going to be on 10 no matter what. I'm very much aggressive, very much jealous, very much stubborn, not going to listen to a word you say. Oh, and if you cross me, I'm going to cross you 10 times harder. But I'm a freak though, so. Yeah.
I feel like that's going to make the entire relationship start out on the wrong foot. It's going to imbalance the entire power dynamic. I don't know what to do. You guys help.
With this fucking long neck ass bitch. Look, this is the type of woman who prefers a wedding more than she prefers a marriage. Her focus is the wedding. She wants to take pictures. She wants her family and friends to be there. She wants to take a picture with the ring doing this and shit like that. Her whole focus on the relationship is the aesthetics and the image of it, not actually the average Tuesday that you have with your husband and your wife. She doesn't give a fuck about the marriage. She gives a fuck about the wedding. And this is the average modern woman. Number one, she's clearly a woman that's more likely in her late 20s, maybe in her early 30s. To me, she looks maybe like 28, 29. You should have had this mentality 10 fucking years ago. You should have had this mentality when you were in your prime.
A woman that look half as good as this ain't trying to sit down at 18, 19, 20, 21 and be a mature adult with a young man who probably ain't got much. They just not going to do it most of the time.
But see, now you're on the downslope. That's not to say that you can't get a man because you're in your late 20s or you're in your 30s, but now you are on the decline because your prime is not anymore. So she's probably one of these average modern women who went to college, got fucked with a bunch of different guys, had fun, and then now it's like, okay, well, I'm done getting fucking thrashed. I'm done getting my fucking mouth imploded in.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Let me try to be with a man now, because probably what's happening is she's noticing that her value will start to deteriorate because she doesn't think so, but the attention that she's probably getting is a little bit less. Probably less DMs, probably less attention in general.
I don't think she's getting less attention at all. I don't think that's the problem. She hit the mental wall. After so many failed relationships and situationships, it's hitting her like, okay, I'm going to need to do something different at some point. Me just sitting here looking good isn't making the relationships work. So she hit the mental wall. Not the physical wall, but the mental wall. But the DMs haven't slowed up. But they get tired of just having these little flings and stuff and little two-week situationships with rich guys. They're getting older and they realize, okay, what's the end goal here? It's not that the attention slowed up for her. But she's starting to kind of think a little bit. The wheel is starting to turn a little bit about, okay, what does my next 10 years look like, 15?
She's, you know, all she said, all she does is go, you know, she goes to the grocery store and then she comes home or whatever it is, maybe go to work, come back. You don't have any options anymore. You don't have that upfront attention that you were getting. So yeah, bitch, you probably need to start shooting your shot. You probably need to start locking in and maybe handling your business to try to get a man, because it doesn't just come to you. See, a lot of women have this mentality where they think that a man is just going to fly out of the sky and he's going to be a 6'2" dark-skinned millionaire with a 10-inch dick and a virgin and a youth pastor and owns a Fortune 500 company and he can beat everybody ass and he got dreads and he got face tattoos and he's going to be the best man ever and he's always going to be available. He's always going to be romantic. He's always going to listen. He's always going to be a fucking Superman. And it don't work like that. That's not how reality works.
Why not?
One of the worst things that you can deal with in a woman, it's a lot of things that you can deal with in a woman, but one of the worst things that you can deal with any woman is a woman who wants to be distant from her man. Now, let me explain it, because I know a lot of you niggas, shut the fuck up, bitch ass nigga.
Who hurt you?
All that is extra and unnecessary and off-putting. And just ridiculous. Ridiculous nonsense. It comes off as emotional. You never want to be an emotional dude. There's a lot of emotional bitch-ass niggas out there. Ironically, him doing that whole bitch-ass nigga was some bitch-ass nigga shit. Keep your cool, young man. That's a big part of manhood, being able to control your temper, being emotionally neutral and stoic. All that rah-rah shit is corny. Always has been, always will be.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.